From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. United Nations condemns attacks in Yemen. Saudi-led airstrikes in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a have killed at least 12 civilians, including children. Witnesses and medics said that the attack overnight and into the morning hours on Friday in the city's southern neighborhood of Fajatan left people buried under debris and damaged at least two buildings. One resident of Sana'a standing in the debris, he said, "Where is the Arab conscience? Why don't they talk about this? These steadfast Yemeni people, why do they sell themselves? To collapse houses on top of their owners' heads? Is this Islam? Where is the Islam in their actions? They claim that they are Muslims, then they kill innocents in their houses." Liz Throssell is the spokesperson for the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
In all these cases in which civilians were killed and injured, witnesses told our Yemen team that there had been no warnings that an attack was imminent. Attacks targeting civilians or civilian objects are prohibited under international humanitarian law, which also prohibits indiscriminate or disproportionate attacks.
Over the past week, at least 40 civilians were killed by Saudi-led coalition airstrikes. Russian and U.S. officials have traded accusations over their respective policies in Afghanistan, pointing fingers of blame at each other. In Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed regret that the main focus of President Trump's new Afghanistan strategy is regulation by methods of force. A senior Russian official tells VOA that the president forward is not military strategy. There is a strong diplomatic political element and even an economic element to the strategy. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has been in Ukraine, where he said Russia is seeking to redraw international borders by force. Speaking alongside Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, Mattis delved into the possibility of the U.S. sending lethal weapons to Ukraine.
On the defensive lethal weapons, we are actively reviewing it. I will go back now, having seen the current situation, and be able to inform the Secretary of State and the President in very specific terms what I recommend for the direction ahead.
When asked whether Russia might see such a move as a threat, Mattis responded that, quote, defensive weapons are not provocative unless you're an aggressor. Thailand's Supreme Court said Friday it is issuing an arrest warrant for former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat after she did not appear in court to hear the verdict in a negligence case against her. Her lawyer said she was too sick to attend. The court set September the 27th for the next session to deliver the verdict. The Supreme Court statement said, "We think the defendant is hiding or has fled." Yingluck has pleaded not guilty to charges linked to a rice subsidy for farmers that cost the state billions of dollars. With more than half the ballots counted from Wednesday's poll, Angola's ruling party looks to be back on track to win this latest national election. But the opposition is questioning the tallies released by the Electoral Commission so far, saying their independent counts give them better results. Meanwhile, the nation waits. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Luanda.
Angola's powerful ruling party has hailed provisional election results that showed that it has triumphed again in the polls, extending its rule beyond its already impressive 42 years. The first tranche of results from the nation's Electoral Commission.
Resultados de votação.
Hours before the Electoral Commission announced the party's commanding 64% lead in Wednesday's poll, the People's Movement for the Liberation of Angola had already announced that it was assured of victory in a poll that it said was free, secret, and joyful. But the leading opposition party, the National Union for the Total Independence of Angola, says their independent vote count tells a different story. Official results gave the party just over 24%. Anita Powell, VOA News, Luanda, Angola.
Since 1979, one man has led the party in the nation, President José Eduardo dos Santos, who's stepping down at the age of 74. South Korean President Moon Jae-in says military action against North Korea's nuclear and missile threats cannot be carried out on the Korean Peninsula without his government's consent. For weeks, President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have made it appear a direct conflict is possible. President Moon has said that he would stand in the way of another battle on the peninsula, where a state of war has technically remained since the early 1950s with the Korean War. This is Joe Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.